I think I might be changing my mind about these data now that I think about it. Would it be correct to say that you could achieve the same thing by adding erlotinib to Bev as opposed to adding chemo to Bev, and you would expect to be a lot less side effects and problems with the double biologic therapy than with Bev chemo?
Yeah, I think that that's an interesting point, and that's my take on this study, is that it's another example that the addition of bevacizumab to chemotherapy, or in this case to a biologic, an EGFR TK inhibitor such as erlotinib, both showed benefit when compared to chemotherapy alone. So that's the first point. The second point, as you mentioned, is it now provides evidence that a non-chemotherapy-based approach in the second-line setting, consisting of erlotinib and bevacizumab, may potentially prove to be the equivalent of chemotherapy.
Is this being studied further in phase 3 studies?
Yes, there has been a large-scale phase 3 study consisting of over 600 patients that is looking at erlotinib alone versus erlotinib and bevacizumab in the second-line setting.
So from a practical clinical perspective of a doc in practice, what do you think the implications of these data are? Is there a role for this combination right now? Erlotinib, bevacizumab?
I think that that is another very good question. I think that there is not official randomized phase 3 data, but I think in my mind there certainly is enough evidence and more evidence than there is for chemotherapy in the third, fourth, and fifth line settings for which we're all guilty of administering. And so some evidence that there is benefit, although again, not in a randomized fashion.
Now, this was second line therapy?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Do you think it's justifiable to consider the combination in the first line setting?
It's definitely worth looking at in the first line setting, specifically, at least in clinical trials.
I'm talking about clinical practice.
I think in clinical practice, that would be a bit of a reach at this particular point. It certainly would be intriguing in those patients who are selected for the use of erlotinib, those non-smokers, Asian patients, patients with mutations, FISH positive, etc.
Which this study didn't.
We did not. Do. However, what's interesting is both in our study, Roy Herbst and my study in the phase 1-2 setting, there was a hint that this combination was actually working in patients with and without the mutations, smokers and non-smokers. The data in those small numbers of patients that we had were similar. That data has not been broken out yet for the randomized phase 2 study. But our thoughts are that it's quite possible that the combination may well allow for the use of the EGFR agent in a broader range of patients.
What is seen in terms of side effects and toxicity with this doublet, both in terms of data and your own clinical experience? Is it just the two things added up?
Correct. No surprises in toxicity. You're seeing rash. You're seeing minimal diarrhea associated with the EGFR TK inhibitor. Seeing some proteinuria, hypertension. There were one or two bleeds on the two pulmonary hemorrhages on the two bevacizumab arms that included, I think there were three deaths on study, two on the chemotherapy bevacizumab and one on the erlotinib bevacizumab arm related to pulmonary hemorrhage.
You know, you talked about the population enriched for response to TKIs, and right now for the doc in practice, although you can order the mutation, the smoking status is right up there. When you've considered those data, from your point of view, what are we seeing in the oligosmokers compared to the non-smokers, and are they more on equal footing? Or is that data a lot shakier?
There is less data with it, but the folks at Memorial Sloan Kettering, Mark Criss and Vince Miller, are looking intently at that particular data. There was also a paper from a Dr. Fan that also would suggest that those patients with a less than 10 to 15 pack year history do better than those with longer history of smoking, perhaps not as good as the never smokers, in their response to EGFR TK inhibition. The response rate is sort of intermediate between the two extreme groups, heavy smokers and never smokers.